Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Back from Sin City to Magadaha. Beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. What a trip to Las Vegas. We did it all. We went to see the Grateful Dead at the Sphere. That place is whacked. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Spaceship Enterprise, what an experience. What a building. That's the most phenomenal place I've ever been in my life for anything, a sporting event or a concert. And to see John Mayer playing with the Grateful Dead for 4 hours, you got to be kidding me. It was truly epic. I loved every minute of it. And of course, the fight's on Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena at the MGM Grand. It's the 30-year anniversary of boxing at the Grand Garden Arena and 100 championship fights. They were celebrating it all weekend long. And we saw great fights, including Tank Davis absolutely obliterating Frank the Ghost Martin in the 8th round with a massive knockout. And we saw David Benavidez win, moving up to light heavy. And he said he won with a broken hand. He was fighting with a ligament that he had snapped in his hand for 2 weeks before the fight. He said he didn't want to see anything, didn't want to ruin the fight, so he fought anyway. And he still won over Vodsek, the Ukrainian. But we did see Gary Russell lose his first fight. He was 17-0 with 17 knockouts, but got upset for the interim belt by the Dominican. Pueyo fought brilliantly and got the stunning split decision over Gary Russell Jr., the last one. But the thing that caught my eye the most on Sunday, travel day back from Vegas to New York City, was not that we brought 100 degrees back from the desert with us to New York, where there's going to be a heat dome this week and 100 degree temperatures, sweltering humidity, the whole deal. It was, frankly, that Rory McIlroy choked at the U.S. Open, literally choked. Bryson DeChambeau didn't. He got out of the most famous bunker at Pinehurst on 18 on the number 2 course. And he got the U.S. Open trophy for the second straight year instead of his 55-degree sand wedge filling the silver prize with grains of sand to commemorate the best shot of his life. He got it out of the bunker within 4 feet and buried the putt to win back-to-back U.S. Opens as Rory was burying his head in his hands in the tent watching DeChambeau win it. He got up and down from 55 yards in a bunker, one of the toughest shots in golf, to deliver again an unforgettable U.S. Open and a great course, Pinehurst, and a celebration that was raucous. His hero, Payne Stewart, did it back in 99 with a gigantic putt. And DeChambeau screamed as he walked off the 18th. That's Payne right there. Baby, there was nothing like DeChambeau winning at Wingfoot in 2020. And then there was like no fans, no drama, if you remember, with all the COVID. This was Suspense City. And it was all about short putts. He was able to drain them, and Rory wasn't. McIlroy, who for much of the final round looked like he was going to end his 10-year drought without a major, had a one-shot lead until missing a 30-inch par putt on 16. Choke City tied for the lead on the 18th with DeChambeau behind him in the final group. Rory missed a par attempt from 3 feet. Ouch. Shankopotamus. It rolled off the edge of the cup and out. Then he was in the scoring room watching and hoping and praying for a two-hole playoff when Bryson got into trouble off the tee on 18, as he had done all day long. Nothing but trouble. But then DeChambeau delivered the magic moment with his bunker shot within 4 feet and made the par putt for a 1-over 71. That bunker shot was the shot of my life, DeChambeau said. Then McIlroy was in his car spinning gravel to get out of the parking lot without commenting to the media. There really wasn't anything to say. What are you going to say? I choked. I missed a bunch of 2-foot putts. He will never live down his last 4 holes at Pinehurst. DeChambeau said, quote, as much as it is heartbreaking for some people, it was heartbreak for me at the PGA. A month ago, he made a dramatic birdie at the 18th hole at Valhalla, only for Xander Schauffele to match him with a birdie to win the PGA Championship. And DeChambeau said, I really wanted this one. When I turned the corner and saw I was a couple back, I said, nope, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to focus on figuring out how to make this happen. And then he put on a show. The par putt wasn't as long or as suspenseful as Payne Stewart's back in 99, but the celebration was. He pumped the strong arms in the air and screamed at a blue sky, turning in every direction and lighting up the gallery. They were cheering him on all week. You know, they're going to remember that great bunker shot by DeChambeau for a long time. But Rory was such a huge part of it. He had not missed a putt under 4 feet for 69 holes on this incredible golf course. And those Donald Ross greens that are brutal. And then with the U.S. Open on the line, he missed 2 over the final 3 holes for a 69. He had it all going, Rory. It looked like he was going to win it. He ran off 4 birdies in 5 holes around the turn. He was cool and calm and collected. And DeChambeau was lit. He walked confidently to the 14th tee with a 2-shot lead. And the chants were growing. Rory, 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 Rory. And DeChambeau could hear it all. And he pounded a 3-wood on the par 4 13th. The tees were moved forward to 316 to the middle of the green for a birdie to stay close. Your boy DeChambeau got it done. Rory, meanwhile, took bogey from behind the 15th green, and he stayed 1 ahead when DeChambeau, playing in the group behind him, had his first 3-putt of the week on the 15th when he missed from 4 feet. Ouch. And then that's where things got ugly for Rory. He missed a 30-inch par putt on the 16th hole to fall back into a tie. And then on the 18th, his tee shot landed behind a wiregrass bush. He blasted out short of the green, pitched up perfectly to 4 feet, and then he missed again. You have got to be kidding me. DeChambeau, meanwhile, had the fans on the edge of their seats. He pulled his drive to the left into an awful lie, couldn't even swing because there was a tree right behind his backswing, and a big giant root of the tree in front of the golf ball. The best he could do was punch it toward the green, and that's what he did. He rolled it to the right bunker, one of the worst places he said he could have been. But his caddy, Bodine, said, keep it simple. Just go. Bryson, just get it up and down. It's all you got to do. We've done it so many times. I've seen some crazy shots from you from 50 yards out of a bunker. Just do it. And then during the trophy ceremony, the shot was replayed on a video screen. And DeChambeau said, I still can't believe the up and down. Since Rory won the Open at Congressional in 2011, he's missed every chance since. He has 7 top 10s in this championship without a victory. And it's been more than 100 years since anyone did that well without going home with a trophy. Bryson, the second LIV golfer with Brooks Koepka to win a major. What a tournament.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.